Molly Stevenson looked around the book boutique at the end of another long day before switching off the lights and locking the front door. She loved this place, with its smell of paper, its loyal customers, and its solid presence on Brentford's main street. Simon's support for her taking it had been the deciding factor, and the shop had turned out to be a welcome respite from the grief she felt. But it was still losing money. She hadn't managed to pay herself for the last 2 months and was living off her savings. The upcoming Christmas season needed to produce its annual increase in sales, or the business would go under, leaving her in debt she had no way of repaying. And the town would lose its only bookstore, which would be a crime. She wouldn't think about that. She stuffed the day's mail into her messenger bag and started for home. Darkness had fallen some time before she reached her front door, took out the key, and turned it in the lock. Returning to the unlit, empty Victorian often seemed like the most daunting part of losing Simon. It made Molly feel like an actual widow, something she managed to avoid thinking about as she kept busy at the bookshop during the day. That evening, as if summoned by the rasp of the latchkey, an orange missile came hurtling up the porch steps, and Hemingway stood there, demanding to be let in. "Hello, you," she murmured. A loud rumble came from somewhere near her feet. As she swung the door open, the cat swaggered into the house ahead of her and made for the kitchen. She followed him, shrugged off her coat, and threw it onto one of the bar stools, where it promptly slid off. She should hang it up in the closet when she came in. "Come on, Molly, you can do better than this," she said aloud. Was that really her voice? Now and then she reminded herself of her mother with her relentless, though well-meant, advice. Opening the refrigerator door instead, she groaned at the sight of the tired onion, a slightly wrinkled zucchini, and a large mottled eggplant staring back at her from the middle shelf. At least she'd remember to buy food for the cat, who was now sitting, tail wrapped around his feet, expectant eyes fixed on her. Grateful for his presence, she prepared a dish of frisky feast and set it down in the usual place. Hemingway sniffed at it like a Borgia at a banquet with his relatives, and then, apparently deciding it wasn't poisoned, crouched down and started to eat. It occurred to her she'd become a cliché. A widow with a cat. Perfect.